Alright, so good afternoon, everyone. Thanks, first of all, for the organizers to give us this opportunity to share with you the issue of wars in Africa. We know it's a very sensitive issue, and we hope to very informally share with you some of our concerns in various topics with the team here. We also have some members of our group, and I'll have maybe take this opportunity to extend greetings from all of our members who can't attend this meeting but who are also sharing your solidarity and are very thankful. This afternoon we would like to explain a bit the context of several wars that are raging in the continent, whether it's war that occurred already but have left war-torn societies, or active wars. But in both cases, the role of imperialism can't be neglected, as well as the internal dynamics. So we will hope to highlight some of the issues by focusing first of all on one of the oldest conflicts on the continent, which is Angola, that had started as a colonial liberation war and split as a bipolarized war between United States and former Soviet Union, using local guerrilla warfare groups and the local government, and that ended to be a civil war that just ended last month with the signature of a peace agreement. So the Angolan case is a very interesting case, not to mention the fact that Angola was involved in the First World War on African scale, which is the Congo. And I'll come to the Congo case. So I think the fact that Ahmet Lo, who happened to be also our coordinator, is going to focus on, actually it's Doug Miller who is going to focus on my far right here, but not really ideologically at my far right, I know, will focus on the Angolan case. And then maybe to follow up with an old conflict, which is no longer an active conflict, but had for many years been unsolved, the Western Sahara conflict, which is one of the rare cases of failed decolonization in North Africa. We don't really read about, but guerrilla has worked for a long time on the issue of a referendum, a fair referendum in Western Sahara. And Gwen Schumann happened to work a lot on the topic, and she had made tremendous contribution here in the Canadian society to make sure that this topic is not abandoned by the decision-making in Ottawa and so on. So these old two wars are also to be put in parallel with more recent wars. The one in the Horns, the Somalian case, the Eritrean and Ethiopian cases, but also any other involvement of international communities in particular kind of conflicts, whether they're institutional organization or countries, is going to be highlighted by Farid Omar, and I know that some of you already enjoyed his presentation yesterday, and he's been delighted to summarize and maybe go further on the same topic. Just at my right, Biko, who's wearing such a historical name, is in fact in a position to present one of the more complicated conflicts that had been predicted by former head of state Patrice Lumumba, which is the Congo. and the Congolese crisis is something that split Africa in two. The Congolese crisis is the pretext of the occupation of the Congolese land by brother states, and the occasion of having more involvement of the international communities and multinationals. So I think he will present the situation of the crisis in the Congo. I will just very briefly say that we need to have a political economy of crisis in the new century, because the dynamic of globalization had introduced new kind of imbalance of power in the continent, and we could have a typology of conflicts. There is those who are totally linked with the polarization of globalization itself. There is some other who are linked with the rivalry among imperialist forces. This is mainly what we call the Cercle France-Afrique. It's mainly the neocolonial pattern. So you have also to include England in it. We have conflict that deals with the issue of the internal fight of the elites who are competing to monopolize the state apparatus, the power of the armies, and are using local crises like ethnicity, tribalism, regionalism in order to achieve their own interest. Fourth, there is the whole contradiction of the nature of state sovereignty versus national integration, which is obviously a pretext for implosion in many states that also had to be considered. So I think keeping that in mind, we have now a wide range of analytical framework to focus on. And I will say a few words for those of you who speak French. La dynamique des conflits que nous voulons examiner aujourd'hui est une dynamique qui est liée à l'économie politique des conflits, elle-même qui n'est pas à exclure du processus de mondialisation. Cette mondialisation capitaliste introduit de nouvelles formes de déséquilibre à l'échelle continentale, qu'on peut résumer sous une forme de typologie. La première, c'est que les conflits renvoient à la dynamique du capitalisme mondialisé, ça veut dire à la polarisation, donc et la marginalisation de certaines zones et la convoitise de d'autres. Deuxièmement, aux rivalités interimpérialistes qui s'ajoutent à partir de pays locaux interposés. Troisièmement, à partir des luttes fratricides entre les élites qui luttent pour l'appropriation des moyens de pouvoir et les moyens d'autorité et d'enrichissement. Et quatrièmement, des conflits qui pratiquement tous ramènent à la dynamique de l'État national qui jusqu'à présent est fragile à l'échelle du continent et qui est en fait lui-même pratiquement difficile à concrétiser du fait de la mondialisation. C'est-à-dire que les questions, les impératifs de l'État national sont difficiles à concrétiser. Et donc nous allons avoir la possibilité d'avoir le cas de l'Angola avec Doug Miller, le cas du Sahara occidental avec Gwen Schumann, le cas de la crise au Sierra Leone qui deal avec la question du pillage des diamants, et je pense que j'ai oublié de le mentionner, mais qui est l'une des récentes crises du continent africain. And I think I have forgot to mention, maybe I forgot to mention that Ahmed Lowe is going to focus on the crisis on Sierra Leone, which deal with the issue not of tribalism as most of the media are portraying it, but with the issue of diamonds and diamond smuggling. And it's totally related to the crisis in Liberia, and it's a very bloody war. So here we are with the team, and I think Doug is the first one to start.
Just before you start, everyone's got obviously very, very large topics to cover, so I'm going to try to ask you to remember to keep it as succinct as you can, and also with a focus on what concretely can come out of